Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. Today's episode is another international edition of our podcast, where we're going to take a look at some of the retail trends unfolding this year in the US and in the UK. With us once again is Laura McNaughton, Consumer Brands M&A Partner for BDO UK. Laura is here to speak with us about some of the themes from BDO's UK Annual Retail Trending Forecast Report and how these compare with the findings in the BDO's USA Retail CFO Outlook Survey for 2024. Welcome back, Laura. Super excited to have you.
Hi, Natalie. Really glad to be back.
Great. Laura, so in our 2024 Retail CFO Outlook Survey report, we found that 70% of U.S. retailers are planning price increases this year in pursuit of financial health. And as we know, with slower consumer spending and a really tough macroeconomic conditions that will affect profits. So I'm curious to know if you're seeing the same thing on the UK side, or are there different strategies unfolding in the UK market?
It's a really interesting question. And as you and I have talked about over the last 12 months, inflation pressures in the UK and the US were really significant throughout 2023. So when we look at inflation in the UK retail market, it hit 9.5% across the year for 23. What that meant, so in our data, food prices were around 30% higher in October 23 to October 21. So we've had absolutely huge price increases over quite a short period of time. That inflation here in the UK, luckily, is starting to ease. But there's a real challenge now between a consumer that's demanding prices to, in some ways, fall back or at least stay the same, to then additional costs that are coming into retail businesses, things like in the UK, we've got an increase in national wage, which are really driving those tensions. So whilst some people are still finding it quite tight to need to increase prices in 24, I think generally most people are going to have to cope with what they have because the consumer is going to be really resistant to them this year.
You know, it's interesting you say that because we're seeing something very similar. Retailers are looking to increase prices, and we've seen even some earnings releases and press releases that have come out with some of the retailers where they are actually saying in their press release that revenue is down because they tried to increase prices and the consumer is just not willing to pay that price. So I do think they're going to try. But as you mentioned, in the UK, and I think in the US is going to be the same, retailers are really going to be holding out and holding strong and probably waiting for those promotions and markdowns to bring those perhaps increased prices to a more tolerable level.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the general cost of acquisition here in the UK has gone up. So where people are having to do things on promo, if they're paying a higher rate of cost of customer acquisition, it is giving people real challenges. And then definitely we picked up in our report, which had a focus on Gen Z, interestingly, that you then have that coupled with the likes of Shine, who have come in with a very low product offering and have dominated the market. So definitely a difficult landscape, one people are going to have to navigate. And I'd say very similar in how people are going to just have to adapt to the consumer, but perhaps less price increases this side. We'd like to do it, but I'm not sure we're going to be able to.
Absolutely. Time will definitely tell. So let's stay in the financial health theme for a moment. Another thing that I found interesting was in our survey, the results showed that U.S. retailers are expecting to borrow this year. So 79% of the CFOs that we surveyed are expecting to increase their borrowings this year over year. And they said that it's really for operations, not for M&A, as what we've seen in the past. So are you seeing something similar in the UK?
So the UK debt market's probably still slightly low. You'll have seen that our interest rates here in the UK went up quite significantly throughout 23 from being a very, very low level of borrowing that we'd had for a long period of time. So at 5.25, which is where it increased to, you know, for businesses to borrow, it became very expensive, but also the debt markets themselves became quite tempered with a little bit of a lack of consumer confidence in 23. we are expecting, and I'm no economist, but we're expecting our interest rates to start to fall again in the latter part of 24. That will therefore allow, alongside that the banks are starting to become a little bit more interested in the sector itself, to reignite borrowing. Well, definitely people are looking to grow. Nobody wants to stand still. And with this sector, that needs an increase in working capital, as you say. So I'd imagine it's a very similar trend. We're probably a little bit more fortunate because with the falling rate in inflation, we're expecting the falling rate in interest costs, which means that actually as people go to that, it starts to become more affordable to do so.
Yeah, well, we are all hoping for lower interest rates here as well. So that, again, we'll see what happens. But, you know, one other big takeaway from our retail CFO outlook survey, and we could never have a conversation in 2024 without talking about AI. So U.S. retailers really view AI as a central focus for success. And that really comes from driving personalization to informing inventory strategies. 45% of those that we surveyed say that they are building a proprietary generative AI platform. So are you seeing the same focus on AI with UK retailers? And if you are, where do you see these investments being made? Are they doing it more on the front end, you know, more on the revenue side, or perhaps on the back end, where whether it's supply chain or predictive analytics? What are you seeing from an AI perspective?
I'd say this one absolutely is a complete mirror. And not unsurprising in some ways. Technology is advancing so quickly, and there's benefits in doing so. Those that aren't making those investments in the back end are being left behind because the consumer is demanding faster and more efficient service, and that will continue to play out. The AI is really, really interesting here in the UK. And I'd say we're a fast follower of the US and follow you very closely. But hyper-personalization is the word that everyone is using here. And as I mentioned, we focused on that Gen Z consumer, and 61% of that consumer stated that personalized dashboards were somewhat or highly important to them to allow them to seamlessly purchase. So I think it's absolute hygiene factor in the back end. People can't afford not to invest, but particularly that younger consumer is demanding that it's equally as essential to invest in the front end.
Absolutely. I have to say that I don't have a single conversation with a retailer or even a distributor where AI doesn't come in, and whether they're going to use it from a financial office perspective in their finance department, their accounting department, supply chain, and of course on the revenue side. So it really is being embraced actually by retailers more so than any of the other industries.
Yeah, completely agree. And I think it's going to make for some really interesting opportunities for retailers to engage with their customers in a different way. And that's got to be great on the back of what has been, you know, a couple of challenging years. So I think it will be really beneficial to the sector. I completely agree.
Awesome. Very good. Thank you very much, Laura. And if you have any questions on what we've covered in this episode, please reach out to us using the Contact Us form on our podcast landing page. And don't forget to tune in to the next episode so you can stay in the know.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.